You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Finance Minister Nicola Willis announced a budget cut of 25% to the Reserve Bank. The cut follows criticisms of the Reserve Bank staffing numbers, which have risen significantly since 2018. Also last week, Education Minister Erica Sanford announced $100 million of new classroom developments across the country, with one large development in Massey. The move has been well received, though some have pointed out the continued impacts of overcrowding in the school system, particularly due to housing intensification in parts of the country. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, starting with Reserve Bank budget cuts. We saw an announcement last week that the Reserve Bank budget is set to be cut by 25%. What's the rationale behind this cut?
Yeah, the government and the Reserve Bank Board agreed a funding agreement that will reduce the budgeted operating expenses for the bank by, as you said, about 25% in the coming year. The new five-year agreement reflects the need for all government entities to identify cost savings and demonstrate value for money. The bank initially sought around $1.03 billion for the coming 5 years, but the Treasury advised the Minister of Finance at the time that that didn't represent a good value for money. And so the new agreement allocates the bank operating expenses of about $750 million and capital expenditure of about $25.6 million for that period. The reason for that is we want to make sure that they're doing what they need to do, but also that we're ensuring taxpayers' money is spent wisely and efficiently as possible as well.
Yeah, and I guess if we're going into detail, what's the impact of these cuts? Where are the cuts coming from within the Reserve Bank?
Yeah, so the government is assured that the Reserve Bank can still deliver on its statutory obligations with the funding we've appropriated to them. You'll know the Reserve Bank has grown hugely in recent years. Full-time equivalent staff have increased from 255 staff in the 2017-2018 year to 660 in the January of this year. So that's nearly tripled over that period of time. Benchmarking analysis performed by the Treasury shows that several of the Reserve Bank's non-legislative functions, particularly in the people and communications teams, appear to be well overstaffed. So you'll look to see and you'll notice some changes in those spaces, I imagine, but they are operational decisions for the Reserve Bank to make themselves.
Moving on to the new classroom developments, Education Minister Erica Sanford announced these developments last week as well. Where are these going and what's the extent of the developments?
Yeah, so the government is delivering new school and classrooms to provide safe, warm and dry learning environments for more students in high-need areas. $100 million has been freed up through efficiency gains, 35% more standardised designs, 28% lower classroom costs and 30% more classrooms delivered. What she announced last week was New Auckland Project, 600 student school in Massey, 800 classroom expansion at Ormiston Senior College and 10 new classrooms at Scott Point Primary. And we've got new Kaupapa Māori projects in Rotorua, Gisborne and Taupō, including permanent facilities and replacements for unsuitable leased spaces.
We've been hearing a lot about overcrowding in schools across the country and in Auckland specifically at the moment. While this funding will go towards addressing these issues in the long term, is the government planning more funding at the present?
Yeah, so we know that our education sector in New Zealand is absolutely critical to what we do. It's critical for our future. It's critical for ensuring we prepare students for success when they enter into the workforce or into further study and development. So we're really, really focused on getting projects like this delivered as quickly and as efficiently as possible so that students, teachers and communities benefit sooner. Our drive for efficiency, particularly in the new classroom space since we've come into government, and good value for money is delivering more classrooms across New Zealand. What we used to see was these bespoke design classrooms, which were costing in and around $1.2 million. And by us bringing in some efficiencies and saying, actually, we don't need bespoke designs for every individual school across New Zealand. We can have some repeatable designs so that they can be rolled out across different schools. We've managed to bring that cost down significantly, which means we can have it rolled out and have more upgrades done across the country as well, which is a really good positive thing for us.
We're also seeing this problem get worse thanks to housing intensification in some areas that don't have sufficient school space at the moment. Obviously, more developments and, as you said, upgrades, those sorts of things are important. But are there any other policies that are going towards, I guess, future-proofing against further overcrowding in these areas?
Yeah, you raise a really good point. We do have a housing crisis at the moment, and so we're looking to build and develop and ensure we can get more people into homes in New Zealand so that we've got supply matching demand. That's why we're making changes, say, in RMA spaces. We're going for growth in other areas as well. But you do make a really valid point. As we intensify, as we grow and have more people in homes, as we grow our communities, we need to make sure our education is keeping up with our housing development. And that's absolutely at the forefront. We need both to work alongside each other. So I agree with you. You know, my local constituency here in the Bay of Plenty, Papamoa is one of the suburbs in my electorate. There's exponential growth happening out in my local patch, a lot of intensification, a lot of townhouses coming up. And so it's really important whilst they're being developed that we're also developing the education locally so that we've got schools available for students to go to when the families move into their new homes.
Conversely, there's also some areas with relatively few new housing developments, typically some areas with higher property values, that are also seeing declining school populations. Is the government looking into investing in housing in these areas or other solutions, I guess, to address this issue and improve school populations in those areas?
Yeah, that's quite a detailed orientational sort of question, detailed and operational question. So I can't provide you many specifics on that space at the moment, but what we want to ensure is our kids get a good quality education. The classrooms they go into are high spec and high quality for them so that they can focus on their learning, that they can be diligent in the classroom, that the teachers and the schools know that they've got the facilities able to service as well, so that we can drive good value for money in delivering more classrooms across New Zealand. And it's really important that these environments are safe, warm and dry learning environments for the students, and particularly in high needs areas, so that we're preparing our students for success and that they can step out into the workforce and make meaningful contribution for the betterment of New Zealand.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about Reserve Bank budget cuts and new classroom developments.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.